My dear friends in Christ, today we celebrate, of course, a very beautiful feast, the Feast of the Holy Family. And we realize when we contemplate the Holy Family that there has never been a happier society than the three members of the Holy Family. We should try to place ourselves there in mind. How perfect was this household? Perfect obedience. Perfect charity. Really, the perfect observance, the practice of every virtue. And it was from this family that came salvation for all mankind. In a very meaningful way, we can understand further that the good of mankind does and must come from the family. We've heard said before about it, the family is a cornerstone of society. When the family is unstable or broken, we see every kind of evil and abuse creep in. Satan has attacked the family more than any other institution with relentless hatred. We see how far his attacks have borne fruit in society today. There's this unimaginable confusion with genders. Poor children growing up with two dads or two moms. Marriage itself is thought of as an experimental thing. If it works out, great. If not, well, move on. Or not necessary at all. All to undermine the family. Because when a family is strong, when each of the members performs their role as well as they can, this is an unbreakable unit. And if a family produces members of society that are conscientious, that have a moral code, who, in a word, listen to their conscience, then this, of course, is for the betterment of society in general. And this is an amazing thought, that from our homes we can affect the whole world. It's amazing to me how people crave normalcy. They crave a good example, whether they know it or not. An interesting thing that I noticed recently, there's this man from Canada who has gotten a lot of notoriety. He's become very, very popular, and it's really because he speaks logically. He tells young men that you're unhappy because you won't embrace responsibility. He tells young women, you don't have to go out and make a name for yourself, quote unquote, that one of the most glorious things in the world is to raise a family. Just these things that to us as Catholics, I believe, are common sense. And people are eager in their hearts to hear these things. But this is the amazing thing, that we have this opportunity to give example. It's an incredible thought when we really start to analyze our own first in our own homes. Parents must be keenly aware at all times that example is everything. We know by experience, no doubt, that we can say something until we're blue in the face, and it may or may not sink in. But what does sink in, even if it is over time, is a good example. If we take our faith seriously, really take it seriously, our children see that. And this is better teaching than any words could possibly be. For children, we have but to look at our Lord. How obedient, how humble he was. For children, our parents have a right over us. Our parents cooperated with God in our creation, and by right we have to obey and respect them. Christ created our Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph. He did not necessarily have to obey them, not by right, but he did. It says he went down to Nazareth and was subject to them. He gave a perfect example that we should love our parents. We should respect them for the right reason. Primarily because we love Almighty God. My dear friends in Christ, when we contemplate the Holy Family, we should also consider the turmoil and the hardships that surrounded them. They were forced to flee when Christ was only an infant, to flee for their lives. We haven't had to do that as of yet. We certainly see the turmoil around us. But can we really compare it to the sufferings, the crosses that the Holy Family actually did endure? But despite all of these hardships, we know that their happiness was never diminished. Because their happiness was from heaven. They had each other. And so long as they had each other, particularly our Blessed Mother and St. Joseph, so long as they had the Christ child, there truly was nothing to fear. This is a wonderful lesson we can take from this gospel story this morning. How anxious they were. Because for once, our Lord was not with them. He was lost. They sought him sorrowing. We know that they would not have rested until they had found him. This is the same for us. If we find ourselves confused, conflicted, upset, it's because we need to seek out our Lord, like our Blessed Mother and St. Joseph, that he is the source of our peace. My dear friends in Christ, let us invite into our own homes the members of the Holy Family. Especially, let us imitate as closely as possible this Holy Family. Fulfill our roles. And in this way, we can have an effect on society. We can give that example. We can bring down grace from heaven. Let us